KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, and we currently are at 49 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In the news this hour, a Muscatine attorney with a troubled past has been appointed as the county's interim prosecutor. This despite objections and warning from the local bar association. According to the Muscatine Journal, the Muscatine County Board of Supervisors on Monday approved James Berry as the interim county attorney. He'll stay in that role until a new attorney is elected in November. They may recall in 2004, Berry was removed as Cass County attorney by a judge for misconduct in office, and his state law license was suspended for a year in 2009. Those who support Berry's appointment say he's reformed and was the only candidate to apply. A traffic stop at around 9 p.m. Monday in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a Nebraska man on a Fremont County warrant. 26-year-old Diego Miguel Joaquin of Omaha was arrested on a warrant for violation of probation on an original possession of marijuana charge. Joaquin was transported to Fremont County. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted Red Oak police in handling the arrest and transport. Officials of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office report 23-year-old Brent Joseph Burke was arrested late Sunday night following an investigation into a disturbance in Council Bluffs. Burke was charged with criminal mischief in the fifth degree and domestic abuse simple assault. And 33-year-old Jessica Marie Rogers was arrested Friday night following a criminal mischief complaint in Crescent. Rogers was charged with OWI first offense and reckless driving. The incident remained under investigation. A psychological evaluation of a Kansas man who sought legal permission in Iowa to engage in a sword fight with his ex-wife has concluded that he's not insane but merely angry over their child custody arrangement. David Ostrom asked a court in January to give him permission to fight Bridget Ostrom and her attorney, Matthew Hudson. The Ostroms are embroiled in disputes over custody and visitation and property tax payments. A judge suspended Ostrom's visitation with his children and ordered a mental evaluation for the man. The Des Moines Register reports that David Ostrom has asked the court to order psychological evaluations of his ex-wife and Hudson. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater yesterday said a Fontenelle man was arrested on numerous charges last week. 38-year-old Michael Gale Stewart was taken into custody on Adair County warrants for assault while displaying a dangerous weapon, five counts of assault causing bodily injury or mental illness. He was released the following day on a $7,000 cash-only bond. And 33-year-old Michael Eugene Matherly of Greenfield was arrested May 7th on a Union County warrant for harassment in the third degree in violation of a no-contact or protective order, contempt of court. Matherly was released on his own recognizance. Council Bluffs Police Captain Todd Wedham on Monday said an Omaha man being held in the Douglas County, Nebraska jail was booked into the Pott County Jail Monday morning on charges of attempted murder of a police officer, robbery in the first degree, and felon in possession of a firearm. 34-year-old Jimmy J. Carr is accused of firing a handgun at Council Bluffs Police Officer Michael Roberts on May 2nd as he was approached by the officer while Carr was allegedly attempting to commit a theft from a Council Bluffs convenience store. Officer Roberts, who was not injured during the incident, returned fire, hitting Carr in the left hip. Carr was taken to the UNMC in Omaha for treatment of a non-life-threatening injury. He was discharged on May the 4th. Officer Roberts is a 22-year veteran of the Council Bluffs PD. He's been placed on administrative leave since the incident. Mayor Brent A. Miller of Oakland on a Monday extended a state of emergency proclamation that was made April 1st. His action extends the state of emergency for 30 days and is a response to three positive cases of COVID-19 confirmed in the city of Oakland. In his letter posted on social media, Mayor Miller said, "We've been lucky thus far to have a low case count, but this can change at any time." He went on to say that this is a rapidly evolving situation and we should continue to be vigilant and continue to do what is in the best interest of the public. To date, he said the city has done everything within its power to help keep the community safe. And Mayor Miller says that what this means is I'm making decisions and approving expenditures from the city budget in regard to the COVID-19 pandemic without needing council approval prior to enacting a new regulation or requirements in the city. After the 30-day state of emergency extension expires, Miller says the situation will be reevaluated and a determination made on further action. In the meantime, city buildings will remain closed. That includes the City Hall, Oakland Community Center, Fitness and Senior Centers, and Library. City parks and trails remain open, but playground equipment will remain off limits. All gatherings of 10 persons or more remain prohibited in Oakland, and social distancing recommendations remain in effect. Well, the City of Atlantic's Planning and Zoning Commission will meet this evening at 5:30 in the Council's chambers at City Hall. On their agenda is the introduction of Alexis Fleener as the Commission's new urban planning consultant. an industrial building site plan at 310 Birch Street for Dreyer Brothers Construction, LLC. The company desires to construct a new industrial equipment storage facility on the lot that will be created through the subdivision of 305 Birch. A proposed building for light industrial equipment and storage and office space will be constructed on the new lot north of the current building at 305 Birch. The P&Z will also review an industrial building site plan for Henningsen Construction at 1407 Southwest 7th Street. Henningsen proposes the demolition of the existing building there and the construction of a new cold storage building on the same lot, and an industrial building addition for Richter & Son Towing at 4 State Street. The company wishes to add a building to their property just west of the current industrial building, and they propose to demolish a portion of the existing building on the south side of their property. The City of Atlantic's Board of Adjustment met early Monday morning and held a public hearing on a request from Zion Recovery Services for a conditional use permit. Zion is a provider of behavioral and mental health services for persons with behavioral health conditions, serious mental illness and emotional disorders, substance abuse disorders, and gambling. Their prevention services encompasses 12 counties in the surrounding area. The permit allows for the operation of a health and medical institution in an R4 multiple family residential district at Zion's property at 2307 Olive Street. City Administrator, Zoning Administrator John Lund says following the hearing, the board voted in favor of granting Zion's conditional use permit with one member of the board absent. According to the meeting minutes provided by John Lund to KJAN, there were 77 letters in support of the conditional use permit. John Hartkoff and Steve Beyer of the Cass County Board of Supervisors spoke in favor of Zion and addressed the county's commitment to the success of Zion and the benefits of having its operations in Atlantic and Cass County. An email objecting to the application was received by Mike and Kathy Downey of 2700 Olive and was presented to the board. Downey inquired as to the reason why the permit was being applied for now and not prior to the purchase of the property. Lori Cooley, representing Zion Recovery Services, responded that information was brought to their attention regarding the definition of medical services by their counsel, which prompted the application. A phone call was also received at Monday's meeting by Nick Pross of Atlantic, objecting to the operation of Zion Recovery on the property prior to submission of the application. Pross cited concerns regarding property security and overall safety of the abutters. Becky Mills of Olive Street, a resident, stated her objection was not on the value of the mental health services, merely location. Other concerned neighbors addressed board member Melissa Enan with regard to the impact of Zion's presence on their property values. She said it would not have a negative impact, and the neighbors, however, did not agree. Lori Cooley then addressed Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson, asking him about the history between local law enforcement and Zion, and Erickson said that in his 24 years with the Atlantic Police Department, he could not recall any problems with Zion. Following the closing of the public hearing, board member Lloyd Munson asked about the possibility of Zion expanding services beyond their current scope. Cooley said their grant confines activities to the six counties they service. It does not allow another grant recipient to move into the area and compete for patients, nor does it allow Zion to seek patients outside of the six-county area. She went on to state the two highest issues of substance abuse in which Zion offers counseling are alcohol and marijuana. Zoning Administrator John Lund said some of the members and the persons in attendance of the meeting expressed their desire to write to Mayor Dave Jones asking for a review or repeal of the permit. Lund said he's reviewing a section of the Iowa Code to determine how things of that nature will move forward. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.